From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Maeve Higgins, and Alonzo Bowden. And here again is your host, whose new casual Friday attire is NSFW, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill has his annual appointment with his rhymecologist in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Maeve, according to some new advice we read, what isn't the terrible idea that it's made out to be?
Socialism.
No. No, not socialism.
It's good.
This is something, I should say again, that younger people have been forced to do during the pandemic and the economic collapse.
Oh, be unemployed.
Not exactly. I'll give you a hint. The author debunks myths while moving back into her old debunk bed.
Oh, living in an intergenerational family.
You live with your parents, right? Yes, moving in with your parents. If you've recently moved back home, it's fine. No, really, it's fine. In an article in Quartz News that was so long we actually got carpal tunnel syndrome, scrolling to the end of it, a writer argues that living with mom and dad doesn't deserve its bad reputation, has serious benefits, like saving money by spending your mom's money instead.
Did you say Quartz magazine?
I said Quartz News. Quartz, like the crystal. No.
So they didn't interview any parents for this
No,
article.
Apparently not. The writer, in fact, this will be a surprise to you all, currently living at home with her parents. She explores the importance of multi-generational housing, as you put it, Maeve, and definitely did not write the article to make herself feel better. Not at all.
I lived with my parents for a few months during lockdown, and it is really lovely. It is,
is
a
it really
fun thing to do. Oh, yeah. Because they just, you know, they like grow tomatoes and they talk to you about yourself. It's really hard to find people my age who want to talk about me because they just want to talk about them. So right. It's actually really nice to have older people who are like, how are you, love? And then they actually listen.
Here's a phrase you'll never hear. Wow, you're 30. So glad to have you back.
It's true. Mo, linguistic experts have determined that if you don't want to scare off that person you're texting, you should avoid using what?
An exclamation point.
You're close, but you're not. It is a punctuation mark.
Oh, is it a question mark because it makes
you
feel insecure?
No.
Oh, a semicolon because it makes you seem like a real jerk.
No.
Like overbearing. Okay, is it an Oxford comma because it seems sort of snooty? Is it
no? Think simple.
What about those three dots, the ellipses?
It's not all of the ellipses.
A period.
Yes, indeed, Mo. Periods. Oh. Apparently, young people are becoming more and more, quote, intimidated by periods at the end of texts. Hear that, curmudgeons? You want those kids off your lawn, just show them a little dot. Apparently, with texting, people feel you don't need a period at the end of a message because it's obvious that the text is over, so periods aren't necessary. Those 12 emojis at the end, though, totally necessary.
Is it that a period seems sort of severe and definitive?
Like,
it's very Germanic.
Yes, that's exactly right. Severe, definitive, Germanic, all those things. So the idea is that I want you dead, period, is so much meaner than I want you dead. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And
right.
That would eliminate the 6 more texts that come after the conversation is over, because I'm going to step up my use of periods if that will shorten those conversations.
Alonzo, that's a great idea for the period to be deployed to sort of say, okay, we're done here.
I feel like, Alonzo, you would actually like write out the word period to make people stop texting.
Oh, I'm slamming periods at the end of every text. It just fascinates me because text conversations cannot end. Like, some people just keep going.
This happened with phone conversations too, though. You'd have to get, okay, you first. Okay, you hang up first. It's not easy.
Oh, it is. I always hang up first. I got no problem with it, Mo.
You do the movie hang up. You didn't even say goodbye. You say thanks, clink. That's right.